Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for the miracle seed. Know that God is moving on your behalf in this season. For the Lord says he quiets your mind in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to come out of some things. You're going to come into some things. For the Lord says, know that the enemy shall not have his place in thee. He shall not torment thee in thy mind. He shall neither torment thee in thy emotions. But the Lord says, begin to give yourself peace and rest. Quiet your mind. Quiet your inner critic is what I hear the Lord saying to me. Now the Lord says that in the month of September, and even up until around about the 22nd of the month, it's your time to shine. That's right. September has been made just for you. And you're going to find that you're going to be able to move forward with some new personal plans or even some projects. And it seems as if that you're going to be particularly appealing to others, even around the beginning of the month or the first 12 days of the month. And you're going to find that you're going to attract some good things, and you're going to have the ability, my friend, to show off your best traits and your abilities. For as the Bible declares, your gifts shall make room for thee. And that's what is going to happen for thee. Now, I do want you to begin to know that God says, watch whom you have around you. The enemy is going to try to come and tempt you and try to bring you into some ways that are not of the Lord. He would try to attack your flesh. So what God is saying, watch, stay away from any kind of obsessive behaviors. Guard your flesh or around food. He's going to try to attack you from a sexual standpoint. I'm telling you what I'm hearing the Lord say unto me, where he will say, well, nobody's going to know. I'm just telling you, however this thing may begin to show up, the Lord says, guard your spirit with all your heart. Protect your spirit. And the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And that is going to be extremely important for you. Now, I do feel that your enemy energy could be a little low in September, especially around the 8th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 24th. And yet God says avoid a lot of physical labor and just try to take it easy and just rest in the Lord and don't overdo yourself, because the enemy is busy trying to find a place, trying to bring mishaps, trying to bring accidents through your body and things around the bones or twisting of the back. So use wisdom. Also drink plenty of water, because God says you're in a season of a fresh start and new beginnings, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September, this is truly the month of healing. For Father God says, you are the healer from within. And Father God says, I give you new strength and I give you new vitality. For Father God says, this is the month to rest and to meditate as well. For Father God says, as you go about your daily tasks, just make sure you incorporate the Holy Spirit into your season. I also hear Father God saying, he's already dispatched his healing angels. And Father God says, this is the month where you're creating something out of nothing. For Father God says, you're creating the new possibility. And I do hear Father God saying, you're receiving help from above. So Father God says, peace be still in all of your duties, and know that within the next 6 months, there's going to be a new breakthrough and new turnaround. And I hear Father God saying, your key word for this month is cooperation. For Father God says, be angry and sin not. Father God says, agree to disagree and to move forward. And I just hear Father God saying, this is a season where you may desire to go within to privacy. And I hear Father God saying, yes, go within. Go within your prayer closet in this season, for I see many blessings. And Father God says, the assistance, the help, and the favor is at hand. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, my friend, listen, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Mother Dolores. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be opportunities that's going to present themselves. I'm hearing God say something about a full-time position. God says for you to prepare yourself, and I'm hearing God says for you to go forward with some idea that you have as far as expansion, because I hear God say that it's going to reach more people. God says that there's something that you need to market as well, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Mother Dolores. I agree with the word that was spoken, because I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to put yourself out there. God is saying don't be afraid of the ideas that you have and the vision that he's giving you. God is saying that it's a new day and a new season. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to don't look back, but to move forward in boldness, and that's the word of the Lord.
Mother Dolores, I hear the word of the Lord saying new friendships and new partnerships in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season where God's going to get the glory in every area of your life. And I just hear Father God say family reunion. Father God says where there has been a separation, there shall be togetherness and cooperation. And I just hear Father God saying new harmony, new peace, and new joy on the home front. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Mother Dolores. I just hear God saying there's healing in the area of emotional healing. God is bringing sound peace and wholeness in your being. And he's bringing forth greater structure and organization for you and increases your portion in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
Once again, I want to thank you, Mother, for the miracle seed, and know that this is a season where the Lord is going to give you wisdom to make right decisions. There will be no fear. There will be no doubting. There will be no fickleness. You won't waver back and forth, but you're going to make a decision and stand upon that word. And though things may seem like they're not sure or things are not sure-footed, God said as you stand in him, he will cause you to stand upon a firm ground and a firm foundation. And you're going to come into a season where nothing shall hinder thee. Nothing shall take away your joy. Nothing shall take away your peace. As long as you keep your hands in my hands, as long as you take upon my mind, I will cover thee and I will guide thee. And nothing shall disturb thee. For the Lord said, as you trust me, you'll take no thought for tomorrow, because you're going to know that I am in control, and I am the Lord thy God, and I am thy shepherd, and I will cover thee, and need and want does not exist in thee. So prepare. But the only thing I do see you letting go, you're going to let go of some long-held beliefs, attitudes, and ways of thinking, because God is going to touch your mind in a brand new way, and you're going to find that you're going to have a door of expression in a number of ways, many new opportunities, many new ideas. I will give thee a door and an avenue of great expression, and you will be recognized for the gifts that I have placed deep down inside of thee. God bless you, Mother Ward.